following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
wrong way.
You're going
the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Griffin and the gun. Hello to his right. Snap is back. Looking. Stan Nevis is coming. Flushes it out. They hit him in second. Now he goes. And the ball's out. Wilbur got there with Shelby. I think Kyle Wilbur's got the ball at the three. Randall left. Trying to get up the middle. Turning his legs to the goal line. He crossed the plane. Touchdown, Joseph Randall. Touchdown, Cowboys.
And Dallas is tied for first with Philadelphia. And
how about this too,
and happy birthday, Jerry Jones, and welcome to play.
And round one goes to the boys.
Shit.
The dog-butted skins.
That's right.
You know, the Redskins, I thought, actually had gained control of that game in the second half until they got Robert Griffin and made him fumble at the five. I thought that was the killer right there.
That's what you get for thinking. You never had control of anything.
Bullshit. I know when Alfred Morris ran like a 40-yard touchdown, you were like, oh, shit.
I'm like, yeah, it's all right. We'll just score again. No problem.
Or maybe they'll get some kind of bullshit call like the ball bouncing up your guy's ass and, oh, you can't throw the guy into the ball.
Oh, here we go.
Now, you know what I always say about the referees? They don't cost you football games. However, this game is just one that indicates that it's all over the league, dude. They're just in the way. They're in the frickin' way. I mean, did you see them? They got in the way of my special teams coach. He was trying to see the play, and the referee ran right into him on the sidelines. That was bullshit, for one. But no, they are. They're getting in the way of the game. They're calling such ridiculous shit. There's so many things that they can call now that there is a penalty on any given play for anything that they want. Really, they've got a whole litany. And, you know, we can always say, oh, there's holding on every play. Sure. But now there's holding on every play. There's defensive pass interference on every play. There's offensive pass interference on every play. There's illegal hands on every play. There's more illegal hands to the face than I've ever seen in my life. They're in the way.
Hey, Jimmy Johnson wants to say something to you.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Look, you know, they want offense, right? They want offense. So they stop calling holding. They're just not calling that anymore. Everybody knows that. Everybody sees that. It's all over the place. It's not that game. Have you seen the end of the Patriots game? The holding going on that play? My God, people are stop freeze framing those pictures all over the place. Get over it, people. The NFL doesn't give a shit. They'd rather your defense not even be on the field, okay? Get over it. They're not going to call holding, so don't even cry for it.
You like offense with your hot dogs, you're getting it tonight.
Right.
Right. You see Roger Goodell up there in Jerry Jones' box? Let me tell you what, man. Me and Terrell Suggs, we were on the phone together. You know what? That's a conspiracy, my friend. See that? He ain't supposed to be up there hanging out with Jerry Jones.
Right.
With
yeah.
His wife.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John.
What's up, guys? It's John to the Art here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Hour number 230. You know, there's a real shocker this week with the Broncos beating the Jaguars. Yeah, that was a real surprise, wasn't it? You know what I think the Jaguars did wrong there? They weren't playing. Yeah, they definitely would have won if they played him.
Yeah.
Not quite the same, Tillyard, but I loved your effort. That was great.
Look, hey man, in the tradition of great English rock singers, you got Robert Plant, you got Freddie Mercury. I give you John Tillyard.
Oh, we're gonna give it to you. You just wait,
Tillyard.
Just wait. That's
you know,
coming.
That Blaine Blaine song is in two separate tracks. We could probably take the voice out of it and put Tillyard in it by next week.
Right.
Yeah!
Oh, man. That's great. Shit. That is great. All right, let's see here. Coming up, we got to talk about Matt Schaub or the lack thereof. We've got to we've got to discuss your team's name again.
Again?
Yeah, we got Starbucks Drake hands on the way. And a Dallas Cowboys fan gets into WTEM Sports Radio in New York. That's pretty funny. We've got some more funny stuff from announcers. We've got some very interesting emails, I guess you call them. We'll get into, of course, at the end of the show. But let's get back to this and tell me how the fans had something to do with your coach's clock management, because that's what
Dude, I wish I could call him on the phone at the end of the half and say, okay, now you call timeout. All right. now you call timeout. They have no idea. I can't believe this. This is one of the things that's just driving me absolutely batshit up the frickin' wall, is how badly Mike Shanahan manages the end of a half. The dude's been a coach for how many years, and he can't manage a friggin' clock? I can't understand it. I can't get it.
He's never played Madden. He needs to get himself a PlayStation, and he needs to get Madden, and he needs to play it a bunch. Because when you play Madden, you become the greatest clock manager in history. You learn how to score 3 touchdowns in 2 minutes.
I don't want him getting Madden, because then he'll be over there with his son going, look, why don't we have Robert like run around backwards for 40 or 50 yards, and then he'll just heave one up to the running back who's flying down the field by himself.
Well, here, Shanahan will explain.
Sure. What we're trying to do, first of all, it was 3rd-and-7. And then once we completed it, we had plenty of time. We had 2 timeouts. What you want to be able to do is have 2 or 3 plays that you can run, and that's what we did. The unfortunate thing, it was incomplete. That's where you usually use your timeout. So if we had completed those pass plays, we'd use them out, been in excellent field position. But when you go 1st down incomplete, 2nd down incomplete, 3rd down incomplete, you need to use those timeouts. Just the opposite in the other with the situation. We decided, we saw the defense, and we called a timeout, so we'd have a better chance to get in better, easier, or better field position to kick the field goal.
There, now everybody completely understands, right?
We throw an incomplete pass, we have to call a timeout. No, stupid, the clock stops. You throw an incomplete pass. What the hell's up with that? Look, man, that drive, they had it started. They made one good play at 1:15. The next time they snapped the ball was 47 seconds. They let 30 seconds almost go off the clock while they fiddle-farted around. I'm thinking, he's talking about, we need, 1 or 2, 3 good plays. No, dude, you can get 4 to 8 plays on this drive if you can manage a frickin' clock. If you can manage a frickin' clock.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Dallas has to do to stay healthy, but it's just year after year after year. You know, we'd already lost Anthony Spencer. Now DeMarcus Ware's out for 3 to 4 weeks. DeMarco Murray's not going to play. And all of this just before we go to Philadelphia, who is looking like a good football team all of a sudden. Of course, it was Tampa Bay. No offense, Tilyard, but it was Tampa Bay. And it was the Giants. So we'll see.
You hear this? This is the world's smallest violin crying for you.
I understand. Just answer me one question. In the Bang Radio Hour Pick'em group, did you take Washington or did you take Dallas?
I believe I took Washington. Okay. I had to stay with my heart.
Okay.
I had to stay with my heart. There comes a time when you have to stay with your heart, and when there's no money on the line, that's when you do it.
Well, there's one position that I am on your side, and I am on the side of the Redskins fans, and that is when it comes to your team name. Now Dan Snyder, your owner, who I actually I like your owner. I have respect for your owner, unlike certain owners who aren't committed to winning and putting, everything into their team. Dan Snyder does that. Dan Snyder's going to do whatever it takes to win, and I appreciate him for that. Jerry Jones came out and said, he's a good friend, and he absolutely does not think he should change the name. Of course, why would Jerry? Of course, Jerry's going to agree with him.
Hell no. God dang it. I already printed up all these god dang t-shirts. I ain't changing no god dang name. Absolutely not. Nope. And next year, we got the god dang Cowboys versus Redskins lottery tickets coming out.
So right. No. So, of course, we talked about this last week and, all of this about changing the name and how it's offensive and blah, blah, blah. And so Dan Snyder wrote a letter to the fans, and it says, this is just part of it. I'm not going to read the entire letter, but part of it here says, as some of you may know, our team began 81 years ago in 1932 with the name Boston Braves. The following year, the franchise name was changed to the Boston Redskins. On that inaugural Redskins team,
Four players and our head coach were Native Americans. The name was never a label. It was and continues to be a badge of honor. In 1971, our legendary coach, the late George Allen, consulted with the Red Cloud Athletic Fund, located on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, and designed our emblem on the Redskins' helmets. Several years later, Coach Allen was honored by the Red Cloud Athletic Fund. On the wall at our Ashburn, Virginia offices is the plaque given to Coach Allen, a source of pride for all of us. Washington Redskins is more than a name. We have called our football team for over 80 years. It is a symbol of everything we stand for: strength, courage, pride, and respect, the same values we know guide Native Americans and which are embedded throughout their rich history as the original Americans.
That's right. I guarantee you, out of all, we Redskins fans probably hold more of a pride in your heritage than anybody else in this NFL group does.
Right.
We do. And I mean, you know, I never consciously actually thought of that, but I never, ever looked at that name or looked at that logo and thought anything other than pride. Absolutely. I mean, unless, like, you know, 1 in 15 Cowboys beat you, then you're like, damn freaking.
All right. Well, Paul Woody is a columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and he interviewed three leaders of Virginia Native American tribes back in May.
Right.
And they were quoted stating the team name does not offend them.
Right.
And their comments strongly supported the name Washington Redskins. Also in May, on Sirius XM NFL Radio, Robert Green was the host. And the longtime and recently retired chief of the Fredericksburg area, I hope I get this right, Potawomeck tribe. Potawomeck tribe.
I didn't know you could retire as chief, though.
Well, evidently you can. Well, I guess you can retire from anything. You reach a point where it's like, hey, look.
They give you a gold tomahawk. Right. Thank them for many years of service.
Right. Well, here, this was his direct quote. Frankly, the members of my tribe, the vast majority, don't find the name offensive. I've been a Redskins fan for years, and to be honest with you, I would be offended if they did change it. To completely remove the attempt by somebody would completely remove the Indian identity from anything, and pretty soon you have a wipeout in society of any reference to Indian people. You can't rewrite history. Yes, there were some awful bad things done to our people over time, but naming the Washington football team the Redskins, we don't consider that to be one of those bad things.
By the way, Tom, happy Columbus Day.
Celebrate that crap. Celebrate that. You know, give everybody the day off work and celebrate that piece of crap.
Look, here's the thing, man.
And then bitch about this. That's America. That is such America.
Oh, yeah. Well, but this will fix everything, Tom. Everybody will feel great. That'll be the end of all problems for the Native American people.
Skip Bayless will feel better about himself.
Like I've always said, all you have to do is ask them. Put out a poll. Annenberg did one 10 years ago that everybody is crapping all over and saying that it doesn't mean anything anymore because it's 10 years old. Fine, take another one. And somebody suggested to me this week, you know, Snyder ought to commission a poll. And no. Snyder can't, because if he does, then no matter what the results are, unless it's in their favor, they're going to crap all over the messenger, because that's the standard way to do things these days. But so if these people are so sure of their side, of how offensive it is, take a poll, commission a poll, and whatever the answer is. But they don't do it, man. They don't do it. That tells me one thing.
What's that?
They are afraid of the answer. That's what it tells me. They don't know. They're not sure what they're going
to
hear.
Well, it's because they've been complaining about it for so long. Then to find out they're wrong, that's damaging to their ego. And, you know, I say the same thing about marijuana. Our government has preached against marijuana for so long that to now turn around and legalize it would just crush their egos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like turning around to your kid and saying, you know what? It really wasn't such a bad thing what you did.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes that's hard to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, and look, man, take the poll. Find out what they say. And they know that they're down to their last straw with the trademark thing, because I think trademarks, once they're renewed, go 50 years. So, you know, they're all going to be dead by the time it comes back up again. And so now they've enlisted the media with douchebags like Bob Costas, who like to tell everybody what they're supposed to think, Tom. Here under the azure blue skies, let me tell you how your brain is supposed to process the information that I plug into it.
We'll hear from him coming up here in a little bit. Fuck but man. First, I want to get to Stephen A. and Skip on ESPN2's First Take. It is the best damn. If I could only watch one sports coverage show ever for the rest of my life, this would be it. I mean, I don't need anything else but Skip and Stephen A., honestly. And the girl the new girl they got on there now, she's fantastic. The show is perfect.
We need a jingle. We do Skip and Stephen A. every week. We need a jingle.
I try not to, but I couldn't resist. This was too good.
I don't mind. It's funny every week. We need a jingle, though. Where's Diamond Joe? You and your radio buddies. Give us a... And now it's time for Skip and Stephen A. on the Radio Hour. Or something stupid like that. Seriously, Joe, if you know somebody that can do it, let me know. I'll write it.
I swear I know for a fact that we are responsible, at least partially, for helping them to increase their ratings. I know we are.
Oh, hell yeah. We're responsible for everything. Hey, man, you know that royal baby that was born about 7 or 8 months ago? That was me.
You're the dad?
They just kept it quiet.
All right. So remember, Stephen A. and Skip thought the name was offensive. The name should be changed. Well, Daniel Snyder's letter has made Stephen A. open up his mind and take a look at the bigger picture and kind of change his mind a little bit here.
I got to tell you, Skip, that for me, it's incredibly challenging for me to continue to take the position that I've taken for so long, and that is that this name should be changed. Obviously, to some degree, I still feel that way, but I'm not Native American. And when I read this letter, it does provoke me, and it gives me cause to pause, because it does lend itself to...
Why?
It gives him cause to pause, Tom. It gives him cause to pause. He has cause to pause.
All right, well, we continue here.
Towards validating the position that Daniel Snyder has taken, that, you know what, excuse me, this name is not offensive. Mm. They themselves are saying it's not offensive. Somebody outside the offended party doesn't get to define what's offensive to that offended party. But if Native Americans themselves are standing up and saying, this is not offensive to us, we take pride in the Washington Redskins name, it's hard for me to stand up vehemently proclaiming that it is something that the Washington Redskins need to change if indeed Native Americans are out there saying it doesn't need to be changed. Because I'm not a Native American. Right. I don't know.
And that was the best thing I heard him say, and we've talked about it so many times when it comes to people being offended. Why does somebody who's not the target of the offense get to decide that it is offensive for the person who is the target of the offense?
Look, man, so far he is the best person I've heard in the entire media that's talked about this to bring forth that point. The fact of the matter is, I'm not a racist person, and if people are offended, I don't want to offend anybody. But they don't bullshit me. That's my point. And I feel the way Dan Snyder feels about the name in terms of how I feel about it. It doesn't make me feel like I'm better than any other race or anything like that. But don't bullshit me. Don't get thrown out of every court for 20 years because you can't prove your case. And then when you have nothing left to fall back on, you fall back on the douchebag media who loves nothing better than to fart and sniff at themselves. Oh, God, I'm so magnanimous. Oh, my goodness, look at me, I'm so progressive. Carry on.
Is this, I mean, really, because, yeah, what does the media do? Let's stir things up. Let's get everybody talking about it and watching us and listening to us talk about it.
Seriously.
What the hell is Michelle Bachmann doing in D.C. right now?
Oh, she's running around out there kissing veterans saying, I hate these people that are using you for political pawns. Look, here's the thing. You know, nobody grows up and thinks, I'll never say the N-word. I'll never say it. You know what? Nobody grows up and just is completely devoid of all any kind of notices of any differences of race or anything like that. You make conscious decisions in your life that I'm not going to be that person, and I'm not going to... There's just no way.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Right. You can change, see?
Well, it's not even a matter of change. Yeah. All right, it's not even a matter of change.
All right, well, now Skip seems surprised here that Stephen A. is changing his mind.
So, Dan Snyder's letter has pretty much convinced you to back off your stance of the last couple of days. You're starting to believe that this is more media-driven than it is an actual fact,
right,
that enough Native Americans are offended by it to change. You're starting to wonder if that many Native Americans are that offended.
If you have Native Americans that are saying they're not offended by this, and by and large, their numbers eclipse the few who say they do find it offensive, then to me, you have a problem if you're one of those Native American groups that wants this name change. If you've got people of your own community saying, no, you're wrong, this doesn't offend us, that's a problem. But we're not. I'm not qualified to speak for them on that, Skip. I'm just saying I need to know.
I really think exactly. Stephen A. Smith is the most honest man in media. I really do. Hey, him and what's his name on Comedy Channel?
Oh, Jon Stewart. Yeah,
right.
Well, he's got it. He has got it.
Yes.
And that's the bottom line. Like that's what I was alluding to. I was trying to get to while I was sounding like an idiot. I don't want the name change because I feel the way Snyder does about the name. But at the same time, if they tell me, yes, we are offended, okay, fine. And I don't know what the number is, but it's not 7, okay? And it's not Bob Costas, and it's not Peter King. Their opinions don't mean jack shit to me.
No, but Skip's does, darn it. Skip Bayless. John, if he has never outraged you before, he will now, because he says if one person is offended, then we should all be offended.
God. Well, I got to tell you, Tom, I am white, so I wake up outraged.
Yet I thought you and I have agreed over the years that if even one member of a cultural or racial group is offended by a term, then it should be offensive to all of us.
Oh.
We basically said that, right?
Well, you know, when have we said that, Skip? If you're talking about the N-word, universally recognized, that's offensive. That's offensive.
Okay.
Man, I don't care who you talk to in the black community.
We've talked about... hazier words that are sort of in the middle where we're not sure how offensive the word is, but we always conclude, hey, if one member of that group finds it offensive, then we should find it offensive. And to me, it's not
what?
Just one member of the Native Americans. Are we going to be able to poll every Native American in this country? I don't know. I wish we could. It would help a little bit, but if even 2% were offended, I'd say I don't think it works.
2%. 2% sounds like a low number, all right? 2% sounds like a low number. But in terms of offense, no, it's not really that low of a number. If that many people in the whole population are offended, you've got to start to think about it, all right? It doesn't mean you have to change. But 7 people is not 2%, unless there's only, like, what, freaking 50 of them? And there's not. But, you know, this woman, this black horse woman, she's not going to stop. She doesn't want any Native references whatsoever. And what they said in that, the tribe from Virginia said is absolutely true. They're going to get rid of state names, river names, county names, city names, everything that's even close. It's going to be a total wipe out of the culture. What the what the living hell? This woman is a genocidal maniac. We have put it down to, that's it, on the Bang Radio Hour. She's number one on the hit list because she is a genocidal maniac. A suicidal genocidal maniac. I'm sure that once all things are gone, she'll kill herself last and close the door. But happy Columbus Day, everybody. Oh, and by the way, did you hear that new rap single today, Tom? I heard it. It went, nigga, 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 nigga. So I sang along and bopped my fingers just like everybody else, and nobody gave a shit.
Nigga.
Right.
People worried about so many goddamn stupid things.
Hold on, wait till we get to that part of this conversation. But right now, Skip's going to tell you how Redskins is a terrible name, and it all came clear when he talks about this, John. He wanted to be an Indian. He grew up.
He did.
He did. He grew up. I'm telling you right now. This is what I'm getting from what he's about to say, is that he grew up playing Cowboys and Indians, and he always wanted to be an Indian. So he loves them. Well, and listen to this.
I'm just going to tell you again from my heart what I've always thought of that term. And maybe I've watched too many Westerns, but I did grow up in what used to be called Indian Territory, home of the 5 civilized tribes, the state of Oklahoma. I know when I was a little kid, I grew up wanting to be an Indian Brave. That was a big deal to me. I thought that was the most powerful thing on earth, was to be a Brave. I wish I could have been in that culture.
Brave.
So it is a little dear to my heart, even though I don't have any Native American blood in me. But to me, I grew up thinking, maybe from Westerns, that the term Redskins was incredibly derogatory. Maybe not inward derogatory, but even in the Westerns, it was used as, we've got to go get those Redskins. You know, it's a terrible term.
And then they'd turn around and say, hey, Docky Joe, go get the horses. And everybody thought that was okay. So shut up about the fucking 80-year-old Western movie. All right? Seriously.
And who wouldn't want to be a part of that culture, Tom? I mean, they got to wear makeup, and they got to put feathers in their hair and wear leather and suede. They made everything out of such beautiful suede, Tom.
As a white man, yes. I have to take a stand.
I have to take a stand as a white. I've had it. I can't take it anymore.
I remain outraged.
I grew up in Oklahoma, which translates to land of the red man, and I don't understand why that's not offensive.
You freaking idiot. Hey, you noticed that Skip said he doesn't have any Indian bodily fluids in him.
Right.
Make sure to specify blood, because right. I'm sure he might have had a few leaking out of him here and there.
All right, now Stephen A. is going to talk about the N-word comparison.
Now, if you want to sit there and look at me and say that as a black person, let's use the analogy of the N-word. Talk to me about one black person who's not going to find the N-word being offensive coming from somebody outside the black community. And for all of those white folks out there who think that it's okay because somebody might utter that word, well, if you're so confident, walk outside the locker room, walk into the street, walk into a black neighborhood and utter that word, and you don't happen to be black, and watch what happens to you. What Daniel Snyder is saying as it pertains to the Native Americans, however, is that if you ask them, get him out of the equation. Get the Washington Redskins out of the equation. They're telling you that this is something they don't find offensive. We don't understand where y'all are getting all of this from. Then it's something we need to pay attention to.
But I'm emphasizing, nigga! Leave me alone!
I could yell that while I'm running away. You know, back in Oklahoma, you know what Skip was called around the high school was boy who talk 'em like squaw.
Exactly. Exactly.
Boy who talk 'em like squaw. You know, I'm really sick of this topic. Football is something I like to enjoy.
I know.
All right? And it's bad enough that the NFL is fucking it all up with so many stupid fucking rules that it's, I mean, honest to God, Tom, I spend half the time on Sunday going, what? That was a what?
What? Huh?
What?
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 Exactly. All the flags on the field, and that's me. What? That was a what?
What?
What? Oh.
Kenbrell Tompkins got hit the other day, all right? And his head jerked around, but nothing hit his head, but they threw the flag because he immediately starts yelling for it. Everybody on the sidelines in the Dallas Redskins game, they know these refs are so flag happy. Every single person on the sidelines, it's like watching the river dance. They're all picking their hands out of their waists and throwing their imaginary flags. Ah, you're killing the game, people. You're killing the game. I don't tune in to watch referees. I really don't. And, you know, penalties are one thing, but dumbass shit, just getting in the frickin' way. Ugh.
It took a referee 47 seconds in one of the games to explain a penalty call. 47 seconds!
It's football, dude. It's a simple game. Pursuant to Article 47, Rule 39B, Subset Section 6, Appendix D, when pass interference happens somewhere within the quantitative dimension X of the Bri, and the complete of the Bri,
fuck, it's football. It's fucking football.
Hold on, Tom Jackson can explain it.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B. Video.
Right. Hold it. Oh, I'm sorry. They don't call holding anymore. They tore that page right on. Holding. Fuck all that. But Gruden said it best the other night. This is ridiculous. Pass interference ought to jump off the screen at you. I completely agree.
Okay, let's get back to the topic.
All right.
Sorry. Now, Skip is going to bring up these, is it the Oneida Indians?
The Oneida.
Oneida, yeah, because right. They're the ones that are making the most noise, right?
No, there's a certain small group of people within that tribe. That
right, okay,
noise.
All right.
We don't have time for me to go into that guy, but Google that guy.
All right, here you go.
The Oneida Indian Nation, their spokesman, said this is a racial slur that continues to have and has had very serious cultural, political, and public health consequences for my people. Now, you tell me that group is just attention-seeking, sympathy-seeking, that you're going to dismiss that group?
I'm not accusing them of that. I'm not saying they should be summarily dismissed. But guess what, Skip? If you have an abundance of other Indian tribes that would stand front and center with them and say to them, excuse me, we're from the same tribe. We are Native Americans. Excuse me, we don't find that offensive. You now have a problem. if you're the only Indian tribe, you now have a problem because there are an abundance of people of your kind who says this is not offensive. That is a problem.
Right. You tell him, Stephen A.
Right. And not only that, but this spokesman of the Oneida tribe is completely not a spokesman of the Oneida tribe, depending on who you ask in the Oneida tribe, because half of them don't recognize this dude. This dude is like a quarter blood and came in and got rich off the casinos when they first started and bulldozed people's houses. Look him up. Look, just Google this guy up and read what he's done, and he's going to talk about the welfare of his people. He's prime example number one of how they got exploited. Read it. Oh, by the way, the Oneida tribe, right outside of Buffalo. But are they protesting the Bills? No. You know why, Tom? Because that would make the herd have to think, and the herd can't think.
Notice how John ignored that phone ringing? That was the royal baby mama calling, wanting to know where her check is for the month.
I'm not going to say what just came to my mind. Absolutely not. No.
All right. Now.
I am evil, Tom. That thought's going to send me to hell.
Now, Skip is going to go there. He's going to go there, John. He's going to ask Stephen A. He's going to ask him about the A version and the ER version. He's really going to bring it up.
Let me hear
this. Here we go.
And Stephen A., let me throw one last quick point at you because you brought up the use of the N-word. There is the obvious modernized use of the N-word within the black community that ends in A. And yet, I know for
ignorance.
A fact. What's
go
that?
Ahead.
He said
that's
ignorant.
Pure ignorance.
Okay,
go ahead.
But it's a split in the black community. I've heard from several people who believe it's okay, and several of people I know here at ESPN who are black don't believe it's okay. So I'm just saying that there's a split. It's just like with the Redskins. I'm sure it's a split in the Native American nation over whether it's okay or not okay.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you what's offensive, Tom. They just completely ignoring the I and the G and the other G. The A gets mentioned, the ER gets the version, and everybody knows about the N-word, but the IGG gets totally ignored. I am offended. Ig power.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
But you ain't getting that if you ain't got the IGG. You just getting nah. And that means, man, I've had enough French fries. By the way, Skip, those Oneida people make terrific tater tots.
All right. Are you prepared for Stephen A's response to what Skip just said?
Rebuttal?
Yes. Here we go.
First of all, let me be very, very clear. Because there's not enough black people that are comfortable in saying what I'm about to say.
Yeah, he's letting you. How about that? He about to say something.
All right. He gonna say. Skip, you is so white that sometimes when they turn the lights on, I can't see you.
All right, here it is.
But let me put it right out there. Those people who try to divide, to basically have a line where it says that it's okay whether it ends in ER or the difference is ER as opposed to A or whatever. That's just pure ignorance. And I'm really getting sick and tired of television networks, not this one, but I'm getting sick and tired of television networks that find the most ignorant folks you can find all right, that have a limited, that's right, I'm going to say it, some, not certainly not most, not all, but there's a few, can't even put a daggone sentence together. They'll flash the camera on them, have no concept of history, have no context to attach it to whatsoever, and they'll sit there and flash the camera in front of them and act like they speak for a bunch of black people. That's just a lie. It's ignorant. It makes no sense.
All right, I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to remind you of the people that he's talking about.
Niggas will be gasping for air. Yeah!
That's who he's talking about. That's exactly who he's...
Now, we don't know anything about him, man. Honest to God, we don't know. He might be a really nice guy that has a job and does everything great and just gets busy about the Eagles.
That's,
we don't know anything about
that's
that.
That's who he's talking about.
Niggas will be gasping for air.
All right, now let's play the rest of the clip.
It has nothing to do with us. That's number one. But number two, and more importantly, I'm going to get back to my original statement to you, Skip, when it comes to that whole issue, that whole controversy, whether it ends with the A or the ER. You're somebody outside the black community.
Can't say
you're so confident that it's okay to say, roll in the black community and go ahead and say it.
Completely
agree. And watch
agree.
What happens.
Yes.
I'm telling you that when people have alluded to that, even the ignorant, the few ignorant amongst our community, when they have alluded to it, they are talking about how we choose to communicate with one another.
Ooh, yeah, ooh. Give me something that's going to moist my fucking throat, and it's going to sound gay as fuck. Goddamn.
I'm telling you what, Skip was like, oh, there's a black man yelling. Yes, sir, whatever you say. I completely agree. Oh, 100%. I can't say that. Nope. Whatever you say, sir.
I do want to remind Stephen A. He said there at the end, he says, when we communicate with one another, and he emphasized it.
Oh.
But he was talking to me and Skip when he said,
opening night, Kobe Bryant is going to miss it because my foot is sprained. Are y'all crazy? And then please.
Right?
Enough about that.
Please.
And then please.
Yep.
Now, I got to know, is he saying another or another? Because there's a total different meaning about who he's talking about if he says another. And look, man. Better be known. You can't have ignorance without IGG.
I love him. I love Stephen A. Smith. Most honest man in America.
He is great, man. I tell you what. I like him too. People hate him, but I like him.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I guess that maybe they hate him because he's black, John. I don't
It's gotta be. It's the only thing I can
know. What else?
Dude, I went to an all-black high school, and every once in a while, they would go like, "Watch this," and the skinny white guy would come around, and they would do things to make him act like that, like Skip.
Yes, sir. No, you're right. I can't. No, I can't do that. I can't say that.
Oh, he sounded just like him. I was laughing.
Maybe it is because he's so honest. You know, people can't deal with honesty sometimes, and he puts it right in your face. You know, he maybe that's right. Why people don't like him, because he tells the truth, and the truth hurts sometimes.
That's right. Hail to the Redskins, baby. Hail to the Redskins. I will say right now, the only name I will accept after they change this shit will be the Washington Burgundy and Gold. I won't call them anything else. No Warriors, no Warthogs, no stupid nothing, no freaking Washington Freedom. F that.
All right, so as we go to break, you want to explain this with Bob Costas?
Oh, well, you know what? Well, everybody heard what he had to say, so here he is.
Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah 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 blah, 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 blah.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I got an anonymous letter from a parent. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. You know, normally they get three. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than at the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get. And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks. Go play intramurals, brother.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo from the NFL on Fox, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
That guy should have read that a couple times before doing it. It didn't sound that good. Hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour. I mean, it's an hour of cartoons banging each other. No, it's not. But that would be funny. I'd listen to it. Hey, I'd rather watch it. Boom.
I'ma tear the helmet off him on this one, man. I'm a football player now. If I was on offense, I would be a backer. But I'm on defense, so I am a tackler. First down and 10, victory we ask.
Jared Glad to snap it. Billy O'Neill's puts it down. Here's the kick from 52 on the way, and it is short and no good. With 2 seconds left.
Belt, left side. Belt to the near side. Touchdown, Penn State. The Nittany Lions win it in overtime and knock Michigan from the ranks of the unbeaten.
They are Penn State, and congratulations.
They fucking are.
Congratulations. That was, wow. I enjoyed that, man. It was like, what a treat. That was such a, it's, you know, you don't expect things like that. Yeah. And when it's a game that's on locally that is, you know, does have an impact on your favorite team, my favorite team, I should say, the Buckeyes. And I'm watching this game. Wow, this is great. It was great. And,
this
is coming on the heels of watching Georgia get beat. It was just a great day.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. For me, it was a great day because, number one, A, beating Michigan is fucking awesome. Number two, dude, I can't be more proud of my Nittany Lions. I cannot be more proud of my Nittany Lions. You remember, you could probably pull up the tape and hear and play me saying, I don't know what I can do anymore after the big controversy. I don't even know if I can root for this team anymore. And I think it was you that said, you know, it wasn't the players.
Right.
So just go with that. So I did. So I fucking just said, okay, you're right. Wasn't the players. And now they've got this true freshman Hackenberg, leading them down the field with no time left on the clock to score against Michigan. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Let me tell you something, man. That guy Randy wrote last week complaining that Michigan wasn't ranked high because they whooped up on a couple of, because they barely squeaked by their cream puffs. Yep. Let me tell you something there, Randy. Here's the bottom line. When you schedule your cream puffs, you better beat them. Penn State scheduled Michigan for their homecoming. When everybody schedules a cream puff, when you're expected to schedule a cream puff. So you know what that tells you? It either tells you that A, your team has no balls, or B, we consider you a cream puff. Woo!
Yeah, enjoy that one. You deserve to enjoy that
I
one.
I did.
And I'll tell you what, I loved the guts going for it on fourth down. I'm like, you know, they've run this down their throat and get this first down, man. How deflated is Michigan going to be? That's just a big middle finger right up to that state up north.
When they blocked the field goal, I was like, that's what you get for sending a kicker out on the field wearing bicycle shorts, you fags from Michigan. Go home.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt. And those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater. Your rings are a lie. You back up from Michigan. Yeah, I said it.
All right. So congratulations on that. I do want to let's talk about another Michigan guy here who did something. Just, you know, we hate him. We hate him because of their success. We love to make fun of them for being cheaters because they got caught and all that. But I don't care. I don't care what film or anything that you could have possibly seen somehow of the other team, whatever. I don't know. It would not help you do what Tom Brady did at the end of that game.
Yeah, bow down. Bow down. The man is he's superhuman.
He is, but he really needs to change what he wears to the post-game press conference. Oh, my God.
I think he has a fashion coordinator, Tom. Don't you just look scrumptious.
My son, when he came on the screen, my son, John, looks at me and goes, are we sure he's not gay? And I'm like, what? Did you just ask me that, really? And he goes, well, that just looks like something. I'm serious. This is the next words that came out of his mouth. He goes, that just looks like something that grandma would wear.
Tom, Tim Gunn, first off, major wow factor. Secondly, when you were going down the field on the game-winning drive, did you ever consider that maybe your moose wasn't holding up? By the way, major wow factor on the grass stains. Perfectly placed.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's a freaking football god. He's a freaking quarterbacking god.
But I got to find something to make fun of. That's all I've got is his clothes. And it wasn't even me. It was my son. It was the best. I'm just sitting there. My wife and I are just cracking up, you know?
I know he is. Jesus Christ. He gets off the goddamn after the podium. He goes backstage. He pays Gazelle. Here's your money for the week. We've done my wife.
All right. Now, here is but it's funny listening to we've got, remember the Bengals announcers? We played them. You know how crazy they got. Well, we've got more now.
Are they saying my name?
Well, no, this is not the guy who screams your name. This is the Pats announcers.
They don't say my name.
No, they don't scream your name, but they do say some funny stuff. Listen to this.
He's got the Who Man on the right wing with Dobbs to the right. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
Brady's back! That's your quarterback! Pull off the building! Unicorns! Show ponies! Where's the beef?
What?
You've seen it all. When it's total despair. 14 years in the league. This situation after situation he's been through. And to elevate a rookie. My God.
What does that mean? Where's the beef? What did that even mean?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, we all know what Where's the Beef means. It comes from that old Wendy's commercial, that little old lady. But why the hell he's screaming it, I have no idea.
Unicorns! Show ponies! Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And he goes,
bounce!
He goes,
bounce fabric softener! Johnny Sacco and his flying robot!
He goes,
M&M!
He goes, Brady is back! I didn't know he left.
He was on the sideline until the other team punted, and there he is.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, Tom, but unicorns, I don't know. It looks like Brady's moose may have fallen a little bit. His hair is a little out of whack.
What's the beef, sir?
You know what? Hey, this is not a good field trip, so it's not going to be an official field trip. But if you want to see something funny, anybody, go to YouTube and type in Julian Edelman blows Tom Brady off.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Like that. I saw that. He put his hand up for the high five, and Edelman just walked right by him.
He totally got ignored. He totally, yeah, and then he's got to sit there for a second with his hand out like, yeah, good job, guys. Way to go. Nice job. Edelman was free. Man, Edelman dropped a couple of key passes in that game. I'm surprised Tom put his hand out for him.
All right, let's go to WTEM, and I don't know why. When I teased this coming up, it was, I meant to say on the Redskins radio, not the Giants radio, obviously, mm-hmm. that Dallas played the Redskins.
Yeah, this station is owned by Dan Snyder.
You're right, yeah, it's one of the, what has he got, like a half a dozen of them, right?
Yeah, Red Zebra Radio.
WTEM. Red Zebra. WTEM, so... they're going to take a call from when they find out as a Cowboys fan.
Let's go to Darian. Darian, go ahead.
I'm just glad to say as a Cowboy fan that the greatest thing I saw last night was the post game. Out of the whole game, the post game comment from the reporter when he asked RG3, "What did you have to say to Romo this time?" And I want y'all to think about that because y'all suck.
All right, thanks, Darian.
Thanks, Darian. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I know. I love that. All right. Thanks, Darian.
Yeah, bye-bye. Talk, see you later. Look, man, I wish I could argue with him, but I can't. Because even though I'm sure RG3 probably didn't mean it very snarky when he told Romo he was a great quarterback after he swept him last year, the fact that this dude asked that question, I got to give him props for that. That's pretty funny. And the fact that he got in on our radio here in D.C. and said, "Y'all suck." There's nothing special about that. That's what the people on the radio say around here, and that's their show.
Right.
That's their show. Speaking of people who hate the Redskins on the radio around here, you know, LeVar Arrington and Jeff Garcia are now on NFL Network in the morning. I'm going to have to be recording on that, so stay tuned.
LeVar, your braids are a little out of order this morning.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I want to hear that for sure.
So how was it sleeping with Serena? Did she have a penis?
Hey, Matt Schaub got hurt.
Oh.
And we see this. We've seen this before. I saw it in Cleveland. I've seen it. We've seen it happen where you're not happy with a player, usually the quarterback. The player gets hurt. The fans cheer.
Well, wait a minute. Let's be honest. They're not happy because their wife is fat, their job sucks, their kid's failing in school, the beer costs too much, so they're going to take it out on this guy that's ruining their school.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you live in Houston. I mean, come on. I mean, that's pretty much the norm down there, isn't it?
People said it would be better if I got over the river. But this place sucks, and Matt's job, it's your fault!
Okay, so the announcers are going to, you know, they're doing the game. He gets hurt, and then the crowd starts cheering, and they're going to comment.
And Schaub is shaking up.
Oh, he's shaking up.
What? You just hear it. You hear it get louder. It's unreal. Listen again.
And Schaub is shaking up. Now, this is ridiculous. This is absurd. As the crowd reaction and it was to Chris, what they just saw.
Chris Long with a sack, and he's working against Derek Newton. He beat him inside, and, I mean, he just leveled Matt Schaub, who is in a lot of pain, right lower leg injury around the ankle area.
Matt Schaub limps off the field.
You know what would have been great is if, like, Chris Long would have turned around and put his hands up for all the crowd. Yeah.
I like accept.
That would have been, his father would have done it, I'm telling you. How he would have done it.
Took a bow and accepted his applause.
Man, you know what? I don't care what the Texans, you can put all of your woes on one pinhead, and he does have a pinhead. Look at the picture of him. Right. He really does. He looks like Patrick Starfish. But really, the Rams defense kicked your ass all over the frickin' field. Kicked your ass all over the field. I mean, Foster had a couple of nice runs, but other than that, they beat the crap
out
of
him. Yeah, I mean, I understand Matt Schaub throwing a pick six every week, so they took him out of the game. Great. So be careful what you wish for, because then what happened?
Rams rush three, dumps it, short ball's picked on the way, the other side to 20, at the 30. At the 40, at the 50-yard line, Alec Ogletree down the sideline, and the rookie will walk into the end zone with his first NFL touchdown.
So you got Schaub out of the game. You still throw a pick six. Not only is it a pick six, it's a 98-yard pick six.
Yeah, you guys were about to climb within, what, four touchdowns or so?
Right.
You know, every rookie on the sidelines that plays special teams is over tugging on Jeff Fisher's pant leg. Hey, can I go in next? Come on, man.
Exactly. Next time, man. I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come
the on, man. The center's like, can I play running back? Huh? Please?
Yeah.
Defensive end's like, can I play wide receiver, coach? Come on, man. Let me play wide receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, man. I want to pick off a pan. Put me in there.
Andre Johnson didn't like this too much after the game. Listen to what he had to say.
It was bad when other members of the other team were saying that's messed up, that they would do something like that. So it just shows no class. It wasn't all the fans, but those are the same people when you're out somewhere with your family and you tell them they can't have an autograph right now. Those are the same people who tell you you're rude. So it's just, I mean, there's no class. It just shows what they're all about. You know, you don't care about nobody being injured. I mean, I don't care who it is. I mean, guys lay their bodies on the line out there on that field. And, you know, some guys get injuries, and it affects them their whole lives. So for them to cheer about something like that, it just shows they have no class.
They have no class, John. They have no class.
Ah, shut up!
Yeah, man, look, you know, you don't want people booing, then play better.
Well, no, it's not that they booed. It's that they cheered that Schaub got hurt. And even the Rams, he's right, even the Rams players were like, dude, that's ridiculous. Your fans are cheering that. I mean, the players from the Rams were saying that.
Look, man, anger is the prevalent emotion. People get shot over nothing nowadays. The fact that they cheered him getting hurt is probably pretty minor. He doesn't want them showing up at their house again, does he? I mean, the people come to his house. Man.
I know. That's what Andre Johnson was just talking about. Those are the same people that are coming to his house are the ones that are cheering that he got hurt.
There was a few thousand of them cheering that he got hurt. There are a few tens of thousands. But look, man, the whole freaking country seems to be coming unhinged at anything. The drop of a hat is all it takes. And people take it out on these people, you know, and dude, just to broaden it a little bit, you know, we always talk about they get caught with guns and shit. And I always bring it back to what Scottie Pippen says. It's because, man, you never know. That guy right there might have lost $10,000 on you. You know, it might not be your fault, but.
All right. What do we got for email or Facebook comments or what have you? I mean, I got a couple things.
Well, let's see here. A couple of emails here. We got one from our buddy J.D. Marinko. Remember him? He is the special, not the special Olympian. Sorry, J.D. He is the Paralympian that plays on the Paralympics volleyball team. Remember him?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so he wrote us and he said, okay, so we took the silver at the Paravolley Zone Championships. That's fantastic.
Nice.
Go USA. We lost to Brazil in the gold medal match. That's all right. Those guys, they can get up off the floor a few inches, so nothing to be worried about there.
You know,
I've seen that, man.
I hate to say this. I don't even want to, but now I have to.
Go ahead.
I come home from a bass fishing tournament. I took second place, right?
Wait a minute. Guys with no legs remind you of bass fishing?
No, I took second place. Okay.
Oh.
He got the silver medal, right?
Yeah, he got the silver medal.
I come home. My son says, how'd you do? I said, second place. Got a plaque. It's a second place. You know what he says to me?
What? You suck.
Second place means you're the first one to lose.
That's right. You were the one that got to watch the winner's
ass. I'm like, are you serious right now with that? Fine. All right. Whatever.
He's at that age, dude. Now he's a nihilist, you know? Everything sucks.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I just want to smack the crap out of him.
He's a nihilist now at this age, man. And now he's finally realizing. You realize, right about now, Tyler, is when you start to see the world for, oh, my God, what the fuck am I getting here?
Oh, he hates people, man. He does. And I understand why.
Wait till they change the name of your football team. Anyway, he says, it sucks not to win, but we did get closer to our goal of the Paralympics, which is great. We're all pulling for you to get to the Paralympics. For some reason, Matt Millen does the Texas Longhorn Games, and I cannot listen to him without laughing and hoping to see Billy come out and tell him or Mr. Ford needs to see him. Not a Longhorn fan. By the way, Longhorns had a big win this weekend. That was pretty nice over Oklahoma. Just cannot miss the chance to hear Matt mess up. Bring Billy back. I'd love to, just don't have the time. We'll give you an update when we have more info. Also, the guys on the team love Diva Lover. Diva Lover will do you a shout-out for 20 whole bucks. I tell you what, JD, you get a hold of Diva Lover on, his name is Chad McGee. Get a hold of him on Facebook. He will definitely do a shout-out for you guys. He'll definitely do it. We'd love to see it.
Shout-out!
Right.
Let's get it done, baby! Yeah!
All right, so I'll tell you what, JD, you got to send me an email. Tell me when the Paralympics are, because I just don't follow so many things like that. And let me know what's going on as far as any kinds of donations that you guys need. Maybe we could set up a donation button over here, and we can pressure all our listeners into giving even more.
Yeah, and remember, it wasn't me that said that. It was my son. He is such a friggin' smartass, man.
I want to smack that freaking kid. All right, and speaking of people that gave us donations, we did get a couple of nice donations this week. Thanks to everybody that hits that donation button. We really love you. Everybody else, look, man, why don't you be better? Why don't you be more like that? What's the matter with you?
Be more like your brothers, damn it.
That's right. All right, Jasper Talceda. I hope I said that right. Talceda or Talceda?
Al-Qaeda?
Talceda? Yeah, Al-Qaeda. Oh, no. I don't think Al-Qaeda's named Jasper. It doesn't quite fit. Please put the email link for the show on the new webpage for us non-Facebookers.
Oh, it's yes,
there,
yes.
Make fun of me for not being able to find it.
That's probably...
All right, I'm going to make fun of you for not being able to find it. It is there. It's on the right side, right under the donation button, which you already hit, so thank you very much. I just put it there about 10 days ago, so you should have seen it. You know, sorry. There you go. Sent you guys a few bucks to show my appreciation for the show. If Tom can do a show sick as hell, the least I can do is contribute to the medicine fund. Thank you. Tom showed up to play.
That's right, damn it.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, John Costello wants to ask, I don't know why they're doing this, but John Costello says, ask Jessica Simpson what she's doing now that her 15 minutes of fame are up and what she thinks about Tony Romo.
15. Well, first off, Tony Romo can kiss my ever-expanding butt. And number two, Mr. Costello, it's been way more than 15 minutes. I had movies that were longer than 15 minutes. I mean, can't you wear a watch and look at the time? If you go sat in the Dukes of Hazzard, you'd sit there for probably an hour and a half, which is more than 15 minutes. But what I'm doing now is I'm trying my best to get my husband a job down at Denny's because he really knows how to make some good pancakes, and he needs a job because our baby is costing me a lot of money and I'm running out very quickly.
All right, there you go, John. Trevor Selby says, this is great, ask Matt Millen to break down Brandon Whedon's game-losing interception.
Oh, here we go, right here. Here you go. You got the Browns, all right? It's like second or third down or something like that. And here they are right around midfield here, and you see, here we go. Brandon Wheaton's going to roll out here to the left there a little bit there. And he trips over the painted helmet that's on the field there. The face mask got him right around the foot, and he tries to do that little flip thing, and it gets intercepted. It's probably the worst play I've ever seen. I shouldn't say that because, you know, I did have that Joey Herring thing for a while. But, you know, it was pretty goddamn disgusting. But it's, you know, I've been against these field paintings forever. They get in your way. They trip up the players. They're dangerous.
All right. And finally, John Delano says, ask North Turner which was the best coaching job he's ever been fired from.
Oh, that's really not fair of a question there. I mean, really, if you're going to go and come at a guy with something hard, I mean, you can't go ask a guy about where he got fired from. I mean, geez, crow, every time we go somewhere, try to accomplish a little bit of something there. And every one of the places we get, we're trying to make at least accomplish, get ourselves down to 500. Because I like things, you know, nicely. I don't like to be too good. I don't like to be awful bad. Because everything has to stay right around there in that 8-8 range. And that's about where I feel comfortable. Because I can hang on to a job for just about forever if I can do that like I did in Washington.
All right, there you go, John. Great. Well, yeah, send us more of those. I like those.
Yeah, those are fun. Anybody, look, on the Facebook page, play with me, man. That's fun. I like doing that. I don't get to do this shit.
It's all about the interaction. Yeah. We love the interaction.
Play with me. That sounds just gay as fuck.
Give me something that's going to moist my fucking throat, and it's going to sound gay as fuck. God damn.
By the way, Mr. Tilliard has promised us a song by next week.
Yeah! So
he's going to sing for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, don't we have a sound effect that sounds like that yeah guy from an old Johnny Quest cartoon?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do.
Yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah! Hey, you know, anybody that ever watched Johnny Quest knows that that pterodactyl was in the first, you know, is in the opening credits every time.
Yeah!
I just want to tell you guys real quick, there's a new thing going on Instagram. It's called Starbucks Drake Hands. And what it is this, this beginning of this month, this cute little model named Piper Kennedy, she meets this guy. She gives the guy her phone number at Starbucks. That's where she met him. His name is Brody Ryan Curtis. Well, he did this Instagram video, all right? And He's right. in the video.
Is it gay as fuck?
Oh, it's so gay. And he is playing the song, Drake's song, Hold On, We're Going Home, right? So this song's playing in the background, and he's just giving her these looks. And then he starts caressing his own face, right, while the song's playing in the background. I mean, it's just... I mean, his hair... You got to see his hair. You got to see the whole thing. So go to, go to YouTube or go to Google and Google Starbucks Drake hands. You'll find the original. But here's the thing. Now, Kennedy, Piper Kennedy, the model that he sent it to, of course, she sends the video to everybody, all her friends who sent it off to Instagram land to be reinterpreted by babies and bunnies and people wearing horse head masks and you name it. And apparently some athletes are now getting in on it because Mark Sanchez did one. You'll find it too. But the thing with Mark Sanchez is he does it and he's wearing the Hulk hands, the big green Hulk hands when he does it. I mean, it's really
the
funny.
Hulk hands. Does he have his stupid headband on?
No, he didn't have the headband
stupid
on.
Stupid queer headband.
But just search Drake hands, and you'll find a bunch of these different videos. I would like to see you guys do some of these videos for us that we can post on our page. I would love it. Maybe, whatever. I don't care what you do. But, I mean, you know, use your NFL team gear, whatever. You know, but the song is Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake. And that's the thing is everybody making these videos is using that song.
Yeah. With the new site, we can do all that shit quick. So send it over to me if you want to do
so.
That.
Go watch these. Go watch some of these videos. Yeah. Make sure you see the original one that Brody Ryan Curtis did. Make sure you see the one that Mark Sanchez did. You'll see the one. The dude with the horse head is fantastic. People are using animals. I mean, it's great. So I want to see some creative stuff from our listeners.
Just Google up quarterbacks with nothing to do, and you'll get the Mark Sanchez one right off the bat.
All right, I know we didn't talk about a whole bunch of games this week, but we had so much stuff we were getting into, and, you know, congratulations to everybody that won, except for the Eagles. We'll see them next week. Who you guys got?
We got the Bears. The Bears.
Ooh. Mm.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, our defense played better against the Cowboys. But, you know,
we'll
see. Got to get some protection for Griffin.
I have a funny feeling Brandon Marshall's looking forward to this game.
That's what I thought about Dez Bryant. I'll tell you what, man. I got to give props up to D'Angelo Hall. Took him right pretty much out of the game.
Yep, he did.
They got a nice little rivalry going there, man.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Bang, 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 bang. Here I come. Bang. You've been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Joe loves doubles. Joe has a double-barreled surname. He goes double Dutch on double dates, and on those dates he wears double denim. Joe sleeps with a double-down duvet by a double-glazed window and has two fancy cars which he stores in his double garage. So Joe did a double take when he saw our new double quarter pounder with cheese.
Double lovers, get ready. The new McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese is here, but only until the 24th of September. So get there on the double. Served after 10:30 a.m., except in selected restaurants, which will serve this from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only.